during our time of confession of sin this morning, I'll be reading part of Psalm 86 at one point. The psalm that I've read recently on my own a couple times, and I've actually been preparing a Bible study for the Martin House. It's a great psalm. As we come to confess our sins together, we understand that we come here as God's saints, my beloved brethren and sisters here, to give praise and honor to God. That's why we're here today. And we do that because of who God is and for all that He's done. And the saints of God have done that for millennium now. They gather together in worship because of who God is and for what He has done. As individuals and families, we do this throughout the week, but today we do it corporately as the body of Christ, and so it is a very privileged time together. It's not like your other meetings that you went to this week. The focus here and the purpose here and the meaning here is that of giving praise and honor to God. So it's a very unique time together. We also come here, though, because God promises to give us things as well as we worship Him. What are some of the gifts that God gives us as we meet together today, as He does every week? Together, we are going to be renewed in the forgiveness that we have in Christ Jesus. The gospel story of forgiveness ought not to ever become old in your heart. It ought to be something that gives you renewed strength week by week. So together today, we are renewed in the forgiveness we have in Christ. We are encouraged, we are going to be instructed, and maybe even convicted of sin by the word that God speaks to us today. That's another gift of God. We are shown divine hospitality as well, and are invited to the table of our Lord so that we might be fed by God and given more of His Son, Jesus Christ. All of this demonstrates to us that the God we belong to, who is the triune God, He is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is this kind of a God. And He's this kind of a God to each of us and to us corporately week after week. And that is, He is a giving God. God never stops giving to His people, does He? It never stops. It's always coming forth from His holy throne. There's another gift that we are given as well. Today the Holy Spirit is here and the Holy Spirit is at work. As the Holy Spirit works in us, we are given the ability to share with others the gifts that God has given to us on this day as well. Because we are forgiven and renewed in our forgiveness, that means that you'll be able to forgive those that offend you and do harm and sin against you this week. Some of you fathers will sin against your children. Some of you children will sin against your fathers. Some of the husbands and wives will sin against each other. And as brothers and sisters in Christ, we may sin against each other as well. But you can forgive because today you know and are reminded again that you are forgiven. Because we are forgiven, we can forgive. Because God speaks His word to us today, we can speak it to others. We can speak it to our spouses. We can speak it to our children, or our co-workers, or our bosses, our friends, our neighbors, and we can even speak it to our enemies. And because God shows us hospitality and breaks bread with us, we can show hospitality towards one another. God's pattern of giving becomes our pattern of giving. In a word, because God gives of Himself to us in Christ, we can give of ourselves to others. So let me exhort you this day to take advantage of the gifts that God will be giving to you and giving to us throughout our time this morning as we worship. And first on the list is that of forgiveness. Jesus died, why? Well, to redeem all things and to reconcile all things unto Himself. And at the heart of that is this thing called the forgiveness of our sins. So I invite you now to confess your sins to our Father in heaven through Christ Jesus our Lord and allow the Holy Spirit, who is mightily at work, to remind you and encourage you and to give you the certainty of your forgiveness. So let's confess our sins together. Be gracious to me, O Lord, For to thee I cry all day long, make glad the soul of thy servant. For to thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For thou art good and ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness to all those who call upon thee. Father, we do confess our sins to you this morning. They come in many different shapes and forms and colors, and we thank you, Lord, that we can confess them all to you and know that none of them are surprising to you. And also know, Lord, that you delight to forgive us in Christ. Father, as we end our time of confession to you, I'll read back to you one of the psalms that you inspired David to write for our good. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and give heed to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I shall call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. There was no one like thee among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like thine. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and you do wondrous deeds. Thou alone art God. And all God's people said, Amen.